UPLUKKKUTINUIN. AUJALIRAMI HILA ALIANAQHIJUQ. HIKUILIQTUKLU. KUVJALIQIJUNINUINTARJUMILUTAHIQMILU. Quana INUINIQALUKTUKPAKTUT. Quana INUINPAYUKTUTNIKIKHANIK. QUVIATAKPAKTUTNIRIRAAGNATA. INUHAATHAVALUGAAKTUT Quana. UQAUTIVAKLURITQUVUAHUGTUTINUINTAUTRIAMIINUHAATHAVAKTUT. APKUTITHIURAINNAQPIHURIAMIIQALUKTUUTIAMI. HANAQIJAUNIAQTUNGUUK Quana. IPAKHANIQUVIAHUGTUT Quana NUNAQAQQAHIMAJUTUPLUA. PALIHIMATKUTNIRIPKAIJUT. Quana Shane Walker PALIHIMATKUTIKAJUQMATAIGAJUTLU. TAKTAKHANIKLUTUNIQHAIVAKTUT. Alani NAVVALAOKAYUKHALIQPAKTUQTITIRAILIRAAGNATINUINNAQTUT. UUTUQRALINNAQPUNGANUTQAQHIMAITTUMIK. AAHUUKPAGALINNAQPUNGA. Alani AVALIITPAKGAMAAYUKHALIQPAKTUNGA. UNGANAQTUTILANNUATKAINIRNIITLU. Quana IKAJUQPAKTUTUVAMNUNQANUQPILIMAITTUT Tama. NAAMMAINNAQTUTINUIN. PULAAQPAKLURITILATIQINIQIPAKLURITLUINUINAJUQHAKTUT. Alani AYUKNAQPIAQPAKTUK. Welcome to beautiful little community of Cambridge Bay, land of the Inuinae, situated on the southeast tip of Victoria Island, one of Canada's larger islands. It is already summer season and this year it is early. Spring seemed really short season this year with fast changing weather. The ice on the Arctic Ocean and the bay and lakes and rivers has already started melting early this year, back in early May. Many residents who love fishing are already fishing up at the rivers and lakes nearby Cambridge Bay. Fishers are catching lake trout, landlocked char, and Arctic char. The best kind of fish is always so fresh and healthy to eat. Everyone is happy to have fresh piffy, which is dried fish made for snacking. Most of us Inuit grew up eating piffy. It is so tasty and most delicious. Quana to all those who share their fish, especially with elders. They are so happy to receive such good food from the land and sea. Each year for many, many years now, the Inuit fishers go out to the lakes and rivers around Cambridge Bay to harvest and do commercial fishing. It used to be run by Iqaluktushik Co-op, and now by Kitikmeot Foods and other sponsors. The first co-op fishermen were our ancestors, elders. They have now passed on, and today a few of their grandchildren still carry on the skills of being a commercial fisher. Love hearing the old stories and looking at old photographs of commercial fishing from a long time ago. Remember Max and Reg Merkley, Nakahoke, Novalagak, Anivalik, and many others I cannot recall while writing this. My apologies. Rest peacefully, our co-op Fishers. Today, one of the grandchildren, Brent Nakashuk, manages Kitikmeot Foods, where all our famous Arctic char is processed and sold. It is so good to hear stories from back then. Fresh piffy would be sent by the float planes to their families who live in town while their family members were at fishing camps around Cambridge Bay. The fishermen out at camps didn't have big fancy boats, just an ordinary aluminum boat and motor. Loads and loads of fish would be picked up by float planes and flown to the fish plant here in Cambridge Bay. Today, fishing is still abundant, and Inuinae of Cambridge Bay and area still have fish as their main food source. Arctic char is now known as a delicacy and sold around the world to famous restaurants all over. Cambridge Bay will always be known as the fishing village. Enjoy a great season of fishing, everyone. Remembering our ancestors and commercial fishers. I think commercial fishing this year will be in August. Be safe, everyone. Indigenous Day was celebrated in Cambridge Bay on Friday, June 20. This year, although it was a windy day, a barbecue was held down at Itkaumavik Park. The RCMP, Polar Knowledge Canada, Iqaluitushik Co-op and Northern Store all contributed to this day. RCMP SGT. Shane Walker cooked barbecued hot dogs and hamburgers, and members of the Detachment and Red Fish Studios provided on-hand services at the park. Koana. If I missed mentioning anyone, please let me know. God be with you, son. Your twin sounds like you and looks like you, makes my heart happy that you will always be with us.